Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Tes Zayin Omud Beis. And we began Simin Reish Nun Aleph in yesterday's share towards the end of the share, which dealt with what you are or not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos afternoon, Min HaMincha L'mala. And we said that if a person does work during that period of time, he will never see a Simin Bracha from it. It's not a good thing to do. It may even be an Isser. And then we said that this Mincha from Mincha L'mala could possibly be Mincha Gedola, and some say it's Mincha Ketana. And we'll pick up now at the Ramah on the very tough line of Reish Nun Aleph, Omud Aleph. Hagah, the Ramah says, V'davka kisha'ose ha'melocha derech keva. That which we said it's not permitted to go and do work, you're not going to see a Simen Bracha from it, it may be an Isser, on Erev Shabbos, min ha'mincha l'mala, that's when you're having a set work, derech keva. However, avolim osa osa derech haroi, but if you just happen to be doing a malocha, not with premeditation, so to say, but just in a temporary, transient type of way, derech aroi, lefi shah v'lo kova alea, he did it just for a short period of time without really intentionally planning on doing this in advance, so then that's shari. He brings down from the main, in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Arzarua, that this would be permissible. Now, Mishnah Brura in Sivkotin Dalit tells us that this derech haroi, hainu afilu b'schar, even if you're getting paid for this, since it's not really a set, established type of a work, it's just something that came up, then it's permissible even if it's done for reward, even if you're getting paid for it. Now, Deir Shu footnote number 6 brings down, umeleches keva letzorech Shabbos, in regards to doing something for Shabbos, so then the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that that's permissible even from Mincha time and onwards. And this is also found in the Bir Halacha in Sif Beis, Dibur HaMaskul L'Sakein, where he writes over there, Shulitzorech Shabbos mutu litvor gam begodim chadoshim. For the purposes of Shabbos, you're allowed to even sew new clothing, even though av shetfirosim vaday nechshevetz kemleshos keva, even though the sewing of such garments is definitely considered melechas keva. Then he says, what do we define as something meleches keva or not? So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down, shehu kol shekoveya es atzmu l'sasek osam locha. It's you set yourself up, I'm going to do this melacha now. And he says, v'gedem meleches aroi, a temporary type of unintentional melacha, is kishos es hamlocha derech agav. It just happens that it comes out that you're doing that melacha. In the next paragraph he brings down, what about washing clothing? So he says, from Shalos HaTshuvos Or LeZion, Shemuter afilu shalol tzorach Shabbos. He says that is permissible even when it's not done for tzorach Shabbos. You're allowed to launder your clothing even if it's not your Shabbos clothing, because he says that's considered a malacha saroy, a temporary type of malacha. And he says to set up time over here to specifically write on Erev Shabbos, that would be forbidden under general circumstances, unless elim kain haksiva he begeder dover of it. Unless it's something, if you don't write this down now, then you're going to lose money. Let's say you have to write down debts that people owe you, and if you don't write it down now, so then you'll maybe forget it, and you won't ever be able to collect those debts. Furthermore, he says v'hosif shemitam zeh noaga chazonish. Therefore, based upon this principle, the chazonish would write chidushi Torah on Erev Shabbos, even after mincha l'mala, even if it was late in the afternoon already, because this would be considered like a dover ovid. Others, however, would say that that's always permissible, even if it's not derech avod, because it's a mitzvah to write these chidushei Torah. Finally, the Ben Ish Chai adds, shemut lichtov divrei Torah afilu she'eno kosev dover chiddush. You can even write down things that aren't a chiddush over here, because it's tzarech mitzvah, and that's perfectly permissible. In any event, the Ramah concludes, and he says, v'lochein mutu lichtov igerish shlomim v'chol keyos v'zeh. Therefore, the Ramah says, you'd be allowed to write a friendly letter to somebody, or anything similar to that, as well. That is considered aroi, and not keva. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskali Gerish Shlomo says, even more than writing it, you'd even be allowed to go and make the ink or the other needs necessary for the writing, even capturing an animal to make a hide over here, because this would only be Osir on Chol HaMoed, and it would not be Osir on Erev Shabbos. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, L'sakein begodo v'chelov l'tzorach Shabbos mutar kol yom. If a person needs to go and fix or repair or do something for his clothing or for his vessels that he's going to need on Shabbos, so then it's permissible to do that all day long on Erev Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskul L'Sakein Begodov over here brings down, the same thing would apply, Hu Adin Litvor Begodim Michadosh, you could even make a brand new garment over here. He brings us down the name of the Ayurabba and the Prima Godim. After Malacha Gemura over the Erev Pesach, Hasur Bazeh, he says, even though this is a real Malacha, and on Erev Pesach, one would be forbidden to do this, as we'll learn in Simon Tov Samuch Ches, however, in regards to Erev Shabbos, we're Mekel, and he says, U'mashma Yivreim Dafilu Litvor Maise Uman Mutter, and even if this is done professionally, so to say, it would be permissible. The Ramah adds, Hagah, V'uadin big de chaveiro imul tzorach Shabbos. Likewise, one could do this not only for himself, but one could even do this for his friend if it was for tzorach Shabbos. And also the eino notel lo schar. And as long as you're not getting paid for it, you're even allowed to do this for a friend, not only for yourself, but even for a friend. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay brings down v'imhu ani, and if the person is a very poor person, she'ein lo mai sheyochal, and he won't have any food for Shabbos without getting paid for this knitting or weaving this garment, then shari, it would even be permissible for him to do it, even though he's getting paid for it. As we will learn, kidlakamon sov simon tof kuf membeis in le'inyan chol hamoed. In regards to chol hamoed, the same din applies. And likewise, anything else that is permissible on Erev Pesach where the law is stricter, and on Chol HaMoed where the law is stricter, if they're permissible on those stricter days, then certainly they are mutter on Erev Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings us down in the name of various Achronim. The issue footnote number 7 adds over here, V'chein im lova kesef liknos es tzorchi haShabbos. Likewise, if a person borrowed money in order to purchase his needs for Shabbos, and now he's going to work on Erev Shabbos in order to pay off those debts. So the Ben Ish Chai writes, Shemutu lo lavod kol yom shel Erev Shabbos, kidei l'shalem sechov. You are allowed to work all Erev Shabbos to pay off those debts. Because im nesor olav lavod be'Erev Shabbos, if it was forbidden for this person to work on Erev Shabbos, he wouldn't borrow the money in order to prepare for Shabbos. So actually preventing him from working on Shabbos is going to prevent him from having Shabbos, so therefore it's allowed. The issue foot number 8 brings down, and he adds from the Bir Halacha, if a person has enough food for himself, but he has to go and work in order to get food for his wife and his children, so then certainly he'd be allowed to do so. This would even be permitted on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, afilu yesh lo lechem, even if the person has bread, however, rak hu tzorich letzorchei Shabbos la'ango bebos v'dagu mashkim tovim, but he doesn't have enough money in order to go purchase the luxuries, the necessities to have a nice Shabbos, such as wine and fish and mashkim tovim and good drinks, so then gam ken yesh lo mar d'shari, then it's permissible as well for a person to go and work on Erev Shabbos for these, quote, extra needs for Shabbos. However, but unless this is essential for you for actually getting the food for Shabbos, then one should be careful very much about working on Erev Shabbos. Because it's clear for many of poskim. The Movad Dein Roa Simon Bracha. As I pointed out, you're not going to see a Simon Bracha in this, but even more than that, Yesh Chashas Isser Bazeh. The Prima Gadol brings down that there is potentially an actual Isser in working on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, unless it's really needed for the obtaining of food for Shabbos, for yourself, for your family, then one should really try not to work kavua, set work on Erev Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim Mishar Etzion Ozvav adds, even if this is for Tzorich L'Kedelitin L'Sechiro L'Tzorich HaShabbos Gam Kin Sharman, even if it's not only for your family members, but it's for a hired worker who's relying upon you for Shabbos, so you'd be allowed to work on Erev Shabbos to prepare for him as well. The issue foot number 9 brings down, even in a situation where a chol hamoed, if you have bread and water, you would not be allowed to work, albeit there is a machlokis in regards to that. In Erev Shabbos, everybody would agree that you are allowed to work for this. Erev Shabbos is more megal than chol hamoed, and he explains, hatam she'osu lasos melocha be'erev Shabbos, the reason you're normally not allowed to work on Erev Shabbos is that you shouldn't forget to prepare for tzorachei Shabbos. Now, water and bread, you don't take any preparations for. You either have them or you don't. So therefore, the concern that because of your working, you may not come to prepare, well, your water and your bread is already prepared, so therefore that's not a concern. And if you're doing this in order to have nicer stuff for Shabbos, it's certainly heter gomer. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'uadin, likewise, a person will be allowed to do work on Erev Shabbos, shekosev svarim liyatzmo derech limudo. If you're writing svarim for you to learn from, so then that certainly is also permissible as well. But the Ramah comments and he says, Haga, I will also lichtov l'chaveru b'schar, but you wouldn't be allowed to write something for your friend when you're getting paid for it. He brings this down in the name of the Mordechai, based upon the Gemara in Psochim Mokum Shenoagu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains further, he says, Lochei nizor gam ken akosev stam, shelo yichtov b'schar. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, even a person who's a sofer and he's writing stam, that's say for Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos, such a person who's writing what's called stam, shelo yichtov b'schar, he shouldn't write it and get paid for it. Unless, in lo shu tzarech atel mezuzah, or unless somebody needs a mezuzah right now and he doesn't have one, o sefer Torah, or they don't have a sefer Torah right now and he's finishing it off, o tefillin, or a pair of tefillin, o shu dochuk l'tzarech Shabbos, or the person is desperate himself for Shabbos, so then he's allowed to go and work in order to make sure that his needs for Shabbos are taken care of, the chanal, or anything similar to this, as we've already learned. The issue foot number 10 brings down that writing svarim for yourself is permissible, as we explained, so the Beis Yosef and the Levush bring down, because this is a Dvar Mitzvah. Then the Rambam continues and he writes, "Umistaprim kol hayom." You're allowed to take a haircut all day. Afilu misapor Yisrael, even from a Jewish barber. V'yeshal adam lemaikitzos b'limudo be'erev Shabbos k'dei shiochan tzarichei Shabbos. And likewise, a person should even minimize the amount of learning that he does on erev Shabbos, unless his needs are fully taken care of by somebody else, as we'll see. But certainly, if you're going to have to take care of your own needs for Shabbos, you should even minimize your learning in order that you should have all your Shabbos needs prepared for. And this is based upon a Shulte Gemara in the Gemara in Shabbos, as well as Yerushalmi in Tainus. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says, even from a Jewish barber you'd be allowed to. Hainu, he means to tell us, afilu min hasaper no toschar. Even if the Jewish barber is going to get paid for his work, you're still allowed to use him. How come? Batam, the reasoning is, the Nir Lakol, because anybody watching this, it's clear, why are you taking a haircut on Erev Shabbos? Sha'osei ha'mistaper l'tzorek Shabbos v'lechein shari. The person who's getting the haircut wants to look nice for Shabbos. So therefore, it's permissible because this is clearly tzorek Shabbos. The lo dami, it's not comparable, l'tikun begodim. It's not comparable to preparing clothing in some way. Sha'osei b'tila schar. We pointed out a few moments ago that it's not permitted to go and take reward or money for it for another person. The hosim ein nika bepula shul tzorek Shabbos, because it's not clear that when you're repairing these clothing, it's for them to be worn on Shabbos. Masha ain came bezeh, as opposed to over here by the haircut. Everybody realizes you're taking a haircut for Shabbos. V'alkin yesh lizor milegaleach lein Yehudi. Therefore, he points out, if you're going to work as a barber and you're going to cut the hair of a non-Jewish person, it's clear he's not doing it l'tzorach Shabbos, and therefore it's problematic. The issue for number 12 explains, v'afim einu no toschar al tasperu. So even if you're not getting paid for doing this, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it is forbidden. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kos havamogin Avraham sharizal yonizar shalo legaleach acher mincha afilu b'erev Shabbos. The Mogin Avraham brings down from Holy Arizal that a person should not go and take a haircut on Erev Shabbos after Zman HaMincha. Ubeyoro kavanoso, and he explains what the Arizal meant. The Masha kos of acher mincha, when he says after mincha over here, haino acher shegiya Zman Mincha, it means after the time of mincha. Avalo mayri shespala mincha, he's not talking about whether you did or you didn't daven mincha, because this has nothing to do with the din of normally that you're not allowed to do certain things when it's Zman HaMincha. And therefore, that's why it says, V'hainu dekomar afilu b'erev Shabbos. That's why it says over here, even on Erev Shabbos. The Rotz Lomar, lo meboye b'chol. Certainly not on a weekday, kodem shespala mincha. You're certainly not allowed to do this before you daven mincha, because you may come to forget to daven mincha. You get caught up in what you're doing. El afilu l'tzorach Shabbos shu mitzvah. Even when it's dealing with Shabbos, when it's a mitzvah to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos to look nice for Shabbos, gam kein lo yom agaleach. He still wouldn't take a haircut then, achar shegiya zman mincha v'lo hispal, if it has already reached the zman for mincha and he hadn't yet davened. Now, ha'olam she'enam nisharim b'zeh, however, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Velt is not machmir on this, afilu achar shegiya zman mincha ketana, even after zman mincha ketana, they shave, take a haircut. Why do they do this? Yesh lomar, so the Mishnah Berurah says, it's because they hold the kivin shekor on the Beis HaKnesses. Nowadays, when they call you for the Beis HaKnesses, in those days in Europe, they used to have a guy going around and crying and saying, Mincha, Mincha, everybody. Or today we have alarm clocks, digital clocks, the cell phones that tell us exactly what our life should be patterned. Lo chayshinan, we don't concern ourselves, sheyavar alzeh zeman hatvila, that you'll miss davening in the right time because of all of our mechanisms that we have in order to make sure that we don't miss davening with a minyan and davening at the right time. The issue for number 14 reminds us that we've already discussed this previously. The minute that your alarm goes off, the minute that the town crier calls for you to go to Mincha, you have to stop what you're doing and go, otherwise it's a waste of time. Furthermore, he adds, this heter applies only dafka l'misha darko l'leches l'spala b'beis HaKnesses b'tzibur. This heter only applies to somebody that always goes to shul to daven with a minyan. But if he's going to daven by himself in his house, b'yachidus, then it doesn't help that somebody's calling him out, quote, for mincha, because he may still not go in that situation or forget, get caught up in what he's doing, because he's not going anyplace. Likewise, v'chein l'misha mispala b'minyan kavua b'beis HaKnesses, and somebody has a set minyan in shul. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal and Digros Moshe brings down sh'rashoy l'hamshich b'yisukov gam b'mokum shalo karim l'beis HaKnesses. If he always goes to shul every week, so even if they don't call him, if he doesn't set his alarm, it's highly likely that he will not forget and will end up going. And therefore, v'chein mishi yesh lo zman kavua l'tvila, so if a person has a regular set time for his davening, so Shlomo Zalman also paskins, sh'yocho l'hamshev b'yisukov gam b'mokum shalo korin l'veis HaKnesses. He agrees that you also don't have to have somebody call you, or even an alarm set, if you always go, so chances are you're not going to miss it by getting involved in something that will cause you to forget the time. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lochein ein kovim yeshiva be'ezim akomis be'erev Shabbos. That's why they didn't set up to have yeshiva, why they didn't have set shiurim on Erev Shabbos, because again, that a person needs to prepare for his tzorachei Shabbos. He brings down from the Seder Hayom, Kosav, he writes, the Imrogel Ilmodover Shiesh Lo Kitzvah, if you're learning something that has a definitive endpoint to it, you're not going to get caught up in a sugya that could be for hours and hours and hours. Oh, Shalom Eidim Rabim, or you're teaching in public, so therefore they all are going to stop you at a certain time. One person there at least is going to say, hey, it's time to go daven. So then Ayivat Leno, then you don't have to give up such type of a learning. And he writes, for example, Upirish Rashi al Asidra, to go over Shtayim Mikra V'yachot Tagim with Rashi, Mikra Dover Sheyesh Lo Kitzvah, that's called a definitive thing. You know, you're going to do Risho now, you're going to do Sheni now, you're going to do a specific thing, you're not going to get so caught up in it that you're going to end up missing Zman Mincha. V'yalkein, therefore, Lo Gazrina Shema Yim Shochar Laila, therefore the rabbis never made a gzera in this situation for such a time-limited type of a learning that you can't do it on Erev Shabbos because you're going to get so immersed in it and involved in it that you're going to forget, and before you know it, you're going to miss Zman Mincha. He points out that we already learned earlier that if there is not going to be food available, then don't set your learning in the morning, but set your learning in the afternoon and go purchase all the things that you need for Shabbos in the morning. And he says we've already discussed this. We spoke at length about it over there and as well in the Bir Halacha. Sivkat and Tess. Kadesh Yochin. We said the reason why you should cut your learning short is so you can prepare for Shabbos. So it brings down, if you have a servant or somebody going and preparing for you all the food, so then, ain't tzarech, you certainly should not stop your learning in that situation. And certainly, if your food is already prepared, you prepared it on Thursday night. Albeit in Dershah foot number 17, it reminds us that it is preferable to do the preparations for Shabbos on Friday morning rather than on Thursday night. In any event, in a situation where somebody else is going to prepare it for you, or it's already prepared, bevada yuchalumo kedarko, then don't even have a second thought about learning your regular seder of learning. That certainly is fine. Miu, however, he says, mikol makom tzorach l'sakein esu davar l'chavat Shabbos. Don't forget how much we stressed in the previous sermon how much a person should on his own go do something for Shabbos, no matter how great you are. V'afilu yesh lo kama avodim, even if a person is very wealthy and he has many servants doing things for him, k'mo shekasev b'simin reish nun, as we learned already in reish nun, a person should always make sure he himself personally does something to prepare for the honor of Shabbos. The issue foot number 16 brings down from the Kav HaChaim, if a person is fortunate enough to have servants or helpers to go and make the food for him, so he brings down in the name of the Shiori Knesset HaGdola, Nochon Letzavos Es HaMashoris, you should definitely go and command them, Shiyachavein Aburo Es Tzarchei HaShabbos, that they should go and take care of all the preparations for him for Tzarchei HaShabbos, in order that he should be able to have Shabbos ready and that he can continue his learning. However, again, leaving at least one thing for him himself to personally do to prepare for Shabbos. That concludes Simon Reish Nun Aleph and today's shiur.